Today on the show, I talked to Naomi Klein. This has been something I've wanted to do my entire life. I've been a big fan of Naomi Klein for a long time, since back in the Air America days. I just always thought she was an amazing, amazing thinker. She is a formidable leftist intellect. She's an author, an activist, a true public intellectual. Her first book was No Logo, which became an anti-globalization Bible for many people. She also wrote The Shock Doctrine, The Rise of Disaster Capitalism. Her new book is Doppelganger, A Trip into the Mirror World, which I read and underlined like a fiend. When I knew Naomi Klein was coming over, I'm like, I got to read this book. And Brendan was like, don't read it too early. I had it months ago. And he's like, just try to save it for a couple weeks before you finish it, a couple weeks before she comes over, so it stays fresh. Because this is heavy stuff, heady stuff, dense. It's not dense. It's very readable because there's a lot. There's a kind of a through line about her tackling the reality that, you know, in the world, in the social media platform world, and in the world in general, she's often confused with Naomi Wolf, who is in some ways the opposite of Naomi Klein. And that is the portal to the book and her entering the mirror world, or as we know it as the non-reality bubble, the world of the conspiracists, the fascists, the false informationists.
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right.
You suspect you're out of sync.
You think that you're out of your mind.
This weekend at the Memorial Armory, Bear Whiz Beer is proud to present
the Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo.
It's a new age festival of ignorance.
It's a hopeful feast of mindless fellowship.
This weekend
at the Memorial Armory,
the Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo.
Crop circles,
strange holes in the ground,
things that aren't even there. People watching you.
Voices only you can hear.
Hopes. Fears.
Imaginings.
The Everything You Know Is Wrong Expo is a whole Flaffer Enterprises production.
Plus, Ginzo Pyramid Slicing Knife free.
So sharp, it cuts itself.
But yeah, I read it, man. I read it, and I underlined the fuck out of it. And, you know, when we were talking, I knew what I wanted to talk about. I knew what I was excited about. But there was like a point in the episode where I'm like, let me just make sure I talked about everything I underlined. And then I started going through the book and I'm like, I underlined so much. There's so much underlined. I'll have to go back and think about it. But I think we did cover it. I think we did cover it mostly. But do know that I was insanely excited to talk to Naomi Klein. I'm talking to fucking Naomi Klein today. Everybody should be listening to Naomi Klein. Everybody should be reading Naomi Klein to sort of get a sense. If you want to consider yourself a critical thinker or somebody who is seeing things with the proper perspective in terms of what is happening, and then with very sort of decent but seemingly difficult conclusions and solutions, you should be listening. You know, and I just started to think about the nature of discourse in the culture we live in. There's no time for it for most people. And it's a lot of buttons and clickbait and simplification and misinformation and things that make emotions go get excited, emotional reaction driven stuff. And then there's stuff that gets the juice of controversy, these bits of clickbait and bullshit and fake controversy that keeps us distracted from the bigger issues at hand, primarily climate change and fascism. There's no other issues. There are no other issues. Cancel culture is not an issue. The problem with free speech is not an issue. Hunter Biden's not an issue. Epstein's list is not an issue. Vaccines are not an issue. Climate change and fascism, those are all that's happening. And what the fuck is going on? What is going to happen? How is it going to turn out? What can we do? Those are the only issues. All of the rest of it is garbage. And coincidentally, I'll be talking to Naomi Klein about a lot of that stuff, but in a nuanced way, in a personal way. There are personal stories that sort of lead into all this stuff, but that's it, man. The rest is just a distraction.
Something here on the coloring book?
Yeah, it's the deputy
doppelganger
coloring book. We're going to read it to the kids.
I'm going to help translate this. This is a publication for school children, and it's in Spanish.
Oh, boy, this is going to be good.
Mi nombre es Deputy Dan.
del Departamento del Sheriff del Condado de Los Ángeles.
My name is Deputy
Doppelganger,
and I work for the Sheriff of that's a very strange word.
Condado
there.
De Los Ángeles.
I work for the Sheriff of the Jail of Los Angeles.
Capitán nos dice, nunca suban a carros de personas extrañas.
Don't get into any strange cars with Deputy
Doppelganger.
What that says there.
Les enseña a cuidarse por las calles.
Deputy
Doppelganger
will walk small Chinese children across the street.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
Deténgase, mire, escuche, antes de cruzar la calle.
Run like hell when you cross the street. Because Deputy
Doppelganger
is after you. That's for that's the ghettos.
That's a good one. No siga la pelota hacia la calle.
Now, this is a very interesting. This is linguistic here. The translation of that might be let's rock and roll or let the dance go on. Word for word, it's don't follow the balls when they make the street. Very hard to translate literally from Spanish.
Don't follow the balls when they make the street.
Something like that. It's...
Obedeza las leyes para su seguridad.
You better obey all the laws or they'll put you in security prison.
Right on, right on.
Deputidad nos ayuda cuando estamos golpeados.
Deputy
Doppelganger
will knock us down when we're injured by a car. I think that's what that is.
Deputidad
nos ayuda si nos perdemos.
This is a shot of naked children, or almost naked children, being picked up by a police helicopter way up in the mountains where they've gone. That's Deputy
Doppelganger.
Will find us no matter how far away we go. It's a translation of that.
Deputy Doppelganger, su amigo.
Deputy
Doppelganger.
Gary.
Deputy
has no friends.
Has no friends.
I know enough
Spanish.
I know
Spanish.
Him personally, sir.
Right, right. That's very good.
Finally. No le abran las puertas a personas extrañas.
Never open the door for Deputy
Doppelganger.
He's on the other side.
He doesn't have to knock anymore,
that's,
you know, Deputy.
That's a wonderful publication.
Hi, boys and girls. I'm Peter Pitcher, Sheriff of Los Angeles County.
And this all perfectly brings us to Doppelganger, which is your new book, which helped you work through some of those feelings that you're just talking about and where you sort of found yourself. I don't want to say at a loss, but in a place where you're doing a lot of self-examination. This book, though, Naomi Klein, begins in a completely different place, though, and it begins with your relationship with your doppelganger, Naomi Wolf.
The Howl of the Wolf movie. Presenting honest stories of working people as told by rich Hollywood stars.
So I'm just giving listeners a second to make the distinction, but to help them out, that Naomi Wolf, American author and activist, rose to fame in the 1990s. Her book about third wave feminism, The Beauty Myth, got a lot of traction. But since then, since that time, she has become a well-known conspiracy theorist and anti-vaccine crusader. So that's sort of the broad strokes. Two women named Naomi, both activists, both getting, you know, attention and saying things. But for you, when did you go, oh my goodness, I'm getting mistaken for Naomi Wolf, who, first of all, is not me, but also we come from very different political, social justice perspectives?
Well, to be honest, this has been happening for a good 15 years. I've had all kinds of experiences with it. I start the first chapter describing a scene where I'm overhearing people in a public restroom talking about me, but it turns out not to be me.
Did you know that Johnny Carson ate Cab Calloway's baby to stay slim?
Where did you hear that?
I read it in the toilet.
Curious people want to know.
Did you know there's a place just 6 feet under the earth where you go when you die?
Where did you pick that up?
I picked it up in the toilet.
Here's what you'll find in the toilet this week.
Princess Di gave birth to a 65-pound show horse.
John Kennedy's come back in a spaceship with a super new diet.
Bert is dating John Hinckley to make Warren jealous.
I'm sleeping with Joan Collins and I don't even know it.
Where did you read that?
In the toilet.
The National Toilet. Put a quarter in the slot and we'll wipe the world for you.
You know, I've had arguments with people who insist that they were at parties with me. I'm like, no, I was not at that party. And I don't think this is unique. We all get confused with one another. I think people of color experience this much more than white people. You know, there's such a phenomenon. People refer to their quote unquote work twins, where people who sort of come from the same ethnic background are perennially confused by colleagues with one another. The reason why I use my own identity confusion as a entry point, and it really is not a book about my doppelganger. It is a book about the way in which reality seems to be doubling or generally in mirroring. So I use this identity crisis of mine during the pandemic. So you asked, you know, when I realized it was a bit of a big problem and not just like the occasional confusion, was I'd say about 8 months into the pandemic, when my doppelganger, really went hard into medical misinformation.
How is your lovely boy, Buddy?
Oh, he's in medical school for a few weeks in Mexico, Bob.
We need another urine sample, Bland. Fill this one up for me, will you? And don't drink it all this time, okay? Bland B!
Gee, gosh, Dr. Bob, I had to remove... I had to remove two radials from that Jibberson boy's larynx this morning. Damn, there's still a spare in there somewhere.
He's a very special boy.
He is now.
Something I picked up in medical school in Mexico.
And disinformation about masks, about the pandemic itself, about vaccines, about vaccine verification apps. And she turned into quite a star on the right. She was on Fox News all the time. She was on Steve Bannon's podcast all the time. And when I would log online to try to get some simulation of the social relationships that tell me who I am, because I wasn't able to see my friends or, you know, have those in-person relationships, I would just get inundated with references to her. And so I thought, this is a really interesting way to explore the dissolution of meaning and identity that is happening online generally. So she's like the white rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, leading me down that rabbit hole. But the book is about the rabbit hole.
Today, let's get into holes, the most mysterious, importantest, and vaguest subject of them all. The whole earth might be called a hole if you're on the inside looking out, and whole golden cities might be hid at the bottom of a bottomless pit. Even wholesome humans have holes, though we're hardly whole at all. In fact, we're wholly holy, as the Holy Book says in the Book of Holes, chapter 1, and they knew not their holes from an ass on the ground. Holes are positively attractive. Let's go inside one and see. This is a typical hole. Not a hole in the wall, but a hole like a well. Well, what the hell? That's the sun at the center of the earth, and that's where this hole leads to. What a nice warm fire. Next time, I'll think to you about gravity and its opposite, comedy. Till then, this is Nino saying, can I say goodbye?